This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you grew up with a dog or begged your parents for one like I did, you might be surprised to learn those childhood cuddle sessions could have had lasting health benefits. As allergies like asthma and eczema continue to rise globally, researchers are looking at how early exposure to pets might help train our immune systems to be more resilient. And joining us now is Samantha Chan, immunology and allergy lead at the Walter and Eliza Halls Institute Snow Centre for Immune Health. Sam, welcome to Drive.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the invitation to come on. I always love talking about dogs, I also love that you begged your parents for a dog. If you want to go a step above that, you can do what my sister and I did and just one day come home with a puppy.
Were you allowed to keep it?
Yeah, I mean, who's going to look a puppy in the eyes and say you got to take him back?
No way. You'd be very upset as a kid. I've got my little puppy Lucas right here next to me. He's got his paws on my leg as we speak. So he knows that we're talking about dogs and the benefits of getting a dog. Let's talk about allergies at first. Allergy rates are rising. Why do we think that's happening, Sam?
Look, it's a really interesting question, and it varies a bit. So if you look at different countries around the world, lots of people have been trying to dissect what's going on where, because we certainly see different rates of allergies, and it also depends on how you define allergies, because that includes lots of different conditions, like allergic rhinitis, or what we'd commonly refer to as hay fever, things like conditions of the skin, like eczema, as well as food allergies. So depending on how granular you want to get, all of those different conditions that fall under the big title of allergy are definitely on the march, but it does seem to be different in different countries. And obviously that the big question is why, to go back to why you asked me. And it's still to a certain extent an unanswered question. But one of the leading theories over the last decade or even longer has been this idea of the hygiene hypothesis. So it's the idea that lifestyles have really changed over the last sort of 20, 30 years. And when we're growing up now, we're much less exposed to dirt and dust and animals than we used to be. And this more hygienic kind of lifestyle might be contributing. Now, that's a pretty big simplification, but a lot of studies do seem to bear out grains of truth in that.
So are we essentially being too clean?
Yeah, that is kind of the idea distilled down into a sentence, absolutely.
Now, let's talk about pets. Where do pets fit into this picture, and how might they help us develop our immune system?
So the idea is that with pets, we get a lot more exposure to mess. You know, they are kind of the opposite of cleanliness and what some people would consider, you know, high standards of hygiene. But the first studies to really bear this out were looking at children that grew up on farms compared to children who grew up in the city. Mm. And they found that these children who grew up on farms had much lower rates of asthma and eczema. And then they also found that when they looked at the children that had quite close contact with farm animals, that even within children who grew up on farms, this kind of subcategory had even lower rates. So that's where a lot of this has come from.
Is it about the exposure to the, you know, the pet dander and the germs, or is there more going on within the body here?
Yeah, that is a great question, because as you can imagine, if you're living in a farm or you're living in the city, or if you have a pet versus a family that doesn't have a pet, that might be actually a marker of other things that are going on in the family. For example, if you've got a older sibling who's got an allergy to animals, to furry animals in particular, right, then you're less likely to have a pet, but that might also be an independent reason that you might have a higher risk of allergies. So it's really tricky to try and tease apart where the real differences lie and where having a pet might just be a signifier of something else that's going on that's a difference. And then even when you look within different kinds of pets, you know, cats versus dogs, some people have looked at birds, it starts to get even more complicated. But Yeah, very interesting question.
What about fish?
That's a great question. I don't know that anyone looks at fish. It's mainly been furry pets, but great question.
I'm just thinking of my first pets, Sparky the goldfish that I had, whether they played a role or not. But is it, what does, I suppose, the research tell us in terms of asthma? Is that much trickier in terms of whether dogs impact the risk of developing asthma as a kid?
Absolutely. So, you know, asthma is, it can just be a diagnosis where you see that your kid is wheezing, that they're coughing, that they're short of breath. And then whether or not that's due to allergies can be something that's quite tricky to work out without specialist input. So in a lot of these studies, they tried to look at allergies versus non-allergic asthma. And they thought that it might be that having a pet, and in particular a dog, might reduce your risk of having allergic asthma, but might actually increase your risk of non-allergic asthma, although the numbers here and the kind of the differences between the groups were pretty small. So it probably depends a bit on how you dissect those different kinds of asthma as to how protective having a dog is.
We're talking with Samantha Chan from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute about whether growing up with a pet, especially a dog, can help lower your risk of developing conditions like asthma and eczema. Sam, not every family can have a pet. Are there other ways that parents can help build their kids' immune resilience? Or could it even be that it's great to go and play with another family's dog?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it comes back to what we were talking about earlier about how maybe having a pet or being on a farm is all kind of a marker of just getting exposure to lots of different kinds of environments when you're young and your immune system is learning what it needs to attack and what it needs to ignore. So in general, kind of getting out, playing in the dirt, cuddling in other people's dogs if you can, or, you know, if you only have a fish, maybe, you know, I probably shouldn't recommend drinking the water, but, you know, kind of just being relaxed and trying to get lots of different exposures when you've got a little one or you are a little one, probably all goes towards trying to breed resilience in the immune system.
I suppose given, you know, I'm just thinking how Lucas loves licking on the face and, you know, my other dog, I didn't like him licking my face, but Lucas, he just gets away with absolutely everything. And when sometimes it happens and you can see the horrific look on people's faces as you get this big slobbery sort of tongue, you know, going around your ear. But I'm wondering whether, you know, not pets are a big responsibility, aren't they? I mean, how should families weigh up these potential health benefits with that lifelong commitment of caring for an animal? Because the last thing we want is for people to think, oh my goodness, quick, let's go out and grab a dog, and they don't think about it properly, and then of course the dog's welfare isn't primary concern.
It's true. As much as I love dogs, they're not going to be a good fit for everyone, and certainly, you know, what the research has found is that there's a signal towards dogs being protective against you know, allergies, but you got to weigh that up against all the other things that are going on in your life. Who's going to walk the dog, feed the dog? Definitely, you know, when I brought a dog home to my parents, I was not the one who ended up doing these things. So it's all part of a bigger picture, I think. But maybe just a little cherry on top of having a dog is how I would think about it.
Now, Brett just texted in from Byron Bay and says, I must be the exception to this indicative research. I grew up with lots of dogs and cats in the house and never had allergies as a kid and no asthma. Now I have asthma and skin allergies. So I'm wondering, could it be that, could there be a risk that when you're no longer exposed, you start to become more sensitive?
Look, I will say that is really tricky, and certainly having pets isn't a silver bullet, unfortunately, against kind of this rise of allergic diseases. And the immune system does change a lot over the course of your lifetime. So a lot of the studies just look at children, and the follow-up isn't long as I think that your call is talking about. So definitely an area that needs more research.
Sam, before we finish up, one question, and without notice, we had the COVID pandemic and we were all so clean, hand sanitizing, masks, everything, and rightfully so, given that we were all frightened, we didn't know what we were dealing with. I wonder whether there's been any measurement on what impact that has had on allergies down the track.
I think that's a brilliant question, and I'm going to have to look at it. If it hasn't been researched already, I might have to steal it for our research program, because that's a great question.
But I just wonder, because I thought we have been so clean, and now we're back to normal as much as we can be. And, of course, we're out, we're socialising, we're touching dirt, we're playing, we've got animals.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. Sam, really interesting research. You know what? Even if it's a great excuse to have another little four-legged fluffy animal in your life.
Absolutely. Never need an excuse.
Sam, thank you so much for joining us on Drive today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you. That is Samantha Chan, immunology and allergy lead at the Snow Centre for Immune Health at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.